Stories Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. This is Lawrence Simon, and actually, I'm not the star of this show. You are. I post the topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then you come up with the stories for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. That's what I said. Duh. I mean, come on. Anyway, I'm running a little late this, this next week. Yeah, I was out in Florida, SLCC. And everyone was worried about a hurricane, which turned out to be the topic for this week. Now, we determine who goes first by who won last week. And the winner of last week's weekly challenge was Fricker Fracker. Fricker Fracker of the Fricker Fracker Frequency Fricker Fracker Anyway, Fricker Fracker has sent in a story, and I hope this MP3 file works. I could have done this while I was in Florida. I spent enough time in the hotel room to, you know, get this done. But no. I wanted to enjoy myself and sleep off all the sneezing and stuff. And by the way, all those of you that I saw there, hi, I miss you all. I probably should have recorded you in some big podcast as part of SL podcasting and such. But anyway, thank you for everyone who sent in their stories, and let's go with the winner, Fricker Fracker.
Hola! Hey, this is Fricker Fracker. You're listening to the Fricker Frequency. Hey, I've got this week's 100-word story entry coming to you right now. And this one is for week 125. The topic is hurricane. Here we go. Sand everywhere. What the? How'd I get on the beach? What the hell is that? A tattoo? Where'd that come from? And who the heck is Juanita? I don't even know a Juanita. Last thing I remember, I was sitting at the bar with my friends. We ordered a round of shots. Well, a few rounds, really. And I washed them down with this local island drink called Los Hurricane Tormenta. Well, maybe that wasn't such a good idea. Well, at least I'm not naked and there's no Juanita around. Time to catch my plane. Excuse me, sir. ¿Dónde es el aeropuerto?
Frica! It's me! Juanita!
Oh, I will never forget the first night we met was love I was searching for.
You had to wait an extra 3 days to hear that one. Ooh, yeah, Juanita. All right, if you couldn't understand a damn word he was saying, you can check out the text for the stories in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm not mentioning where you can find Fricker Fracker because you can click on the link in the show notes. Once again, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And you'll be able to vote for your favorite stories. Just take a wild flying guess where the poll is. That's right. Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Duh. If you're not on that page by now, either you've had your internet connection cut off, or you're driving. If you're driving while listening to this stuff, I'm not responsible if you bust up laughing, because he said Juanita. All right. Next up is a rookie. That's right, we have a rookie. Her name is Wilma. She is a rookie. Hold on, let me check something. I think we've got another rookie as well. Hold on. Yeah, we got one. Someone who didn't give their name, but they said mortician. Now, they look familiar, but if you don't give your name and all that, I'm like, are you Juanita? Well, anyway. Let me see if Wilma's got her story in recorded, and if not, you're going to hear my voice next. They pulled the white sheet taut across the window, blocking her view.
Children, what are you doing?
Just playing a game.
Grandma chuckled and returned to mashing the potatoes. Cyrus whispered.
Are you sure you said the words in the right rhythm?
Yes, quick, quick, slow, just like it said,
Ophelia assured him. This is what happens when I read it. Earlier that morning, the children found a book called Powerfully Protective Spells. One spell caught their eye, Stopping Savage Storms. As Ophelia nailed the sheet in place, Cyrus hissed,
Here he comes!
Stumbling up the path with red dragon eyes was Grandpa, looking mean as a hurricane.
Okay, Wilma, how badly did I screw that up?
That's okay, you'll figure out how to do the recording and all that, and then you won't have to, and you'll be able to say out loud,
God damn it, you screwed up my story!
Anyway, thank you for giving it a shot, and I'm looking forward to seeing more. I like this. Oh, man, Grandma, Grandpa, I'm supposed to go up and see my grandma. She just turned 93. 93! I'm a bad grandson for not going up there. But you know what? I'm 38. You're not supposed to be a grandson at 38. You know? But still, whatever, it's not my fault. Okay, next up is Mortician, the one who is a mortician and all that. Did Mortician record a story? Once again, if Mortician recorded it, you're going to hear them next.
I've known I was magic for quite a long time now. Probably first noticed it when I was in grade school. Drew a normal picture of a clear, sunny day. My mom posted it to the fridge. She left it there for 2 whole months. In those 2 months, our state had the worst drought it has ever seen. When my picture was thrown away, clouds began to gather and rain filled the sky once again. Now my girlfriend's on a business trip with Steven in the Gulf. Yeah, right. I think it's time I start drawing again.
Yay! That was a fun one. Love that kind of stuff. Mortician, first, give me your name, and then, like, say, hi! Anyway, that was cool. So, that's the rookies. Y'all come back now, you hear? Alright. Next up is all the people who are, like, the veterans and stuff. They keep coming back for more and more. Then there are, like, the retired ones, like Allison and Caleb. They never come back. I mean, when's the last time you heard Rael? She was, like, from all the way to the beginning. And then there's Caroline from Quadra Island. I miss you, Caroline. I love your accent, but you just don't want to come back. Okay. First up is Steven the Nuclear Man. He's over at Idea Trash. .something.something. All the links are in the show notes. I'm not even going to try to bother to remember them all. And if you're listening to this and you're not in front of the page, it's not like you're going to go, oh, yeah, I'm scribbling that down. Ideatrash.blogspot.com. No, go to the show notes. Click. These are good people, and they're good writers, too. In fact, here's Steven's story right now.
My roommate said he moved to Florida from Hurricane West Virginia, though he pronounced it Hurricane and threatened to fight me over it. It's where the hurricane names come from, he told me. One at a time, we get sick. It's alphabetical but skips around. One year boys, the next girls. As we get sicker, the storm gets worse. But you live here now, I said. He shook his head. The sickness follows us. It's where you're born that counts. He went to bed early that night. The next day, he had a fever. And clouds massed on the horizon.
Awesome. Thank you, Steven. Yeah, I'm getting these done one by one. Not going to bother mentioning links and all that stuff because you can get them in the show notes, blah, 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 and all that. Next up, Jeffrey Height from the Great Heights. He has some funny stuff up there, but he's also looking for some more things. So give him a ring. So if you can't get your stuff below 100 words, drop a line to Jeffrey. Okay, here is his story.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story challenge. This is challenge number 125. the subject of hurricane. This one's called The Power of a Hurricane. Today on NPR, we've all heard of those new vacuum cleaners that claim to have the power of a tornado inside them. We all know that it's simply an illusion of spinning dust. However, today in western Louisiana, we found a man who has been trying for the last few years to build a better vacuum. Mr. Johnson has been trying to coax hurricanes into his shop so that he could capture their powerful forces and put them in a vacuum cleaner. There's been some local outcry, so we got him on the phone. Mr. Johnson? Hello?
This has been The Power of a Hurricane. If you enjoyed this story, please go to greatheights.blogspot.com and hear the other stories, where I post a prompt weekly, and 100 words is only the beginning.
Thank you, Jeffrey. And by the way, they're turning on that superconducting, super collider, whatever, soon. So you might not even be able to get a chance to hear this because we're all going to die! Then a hurricane's going to come and we're all going to die! Fuck the news. Next up is Brad Z. He's returned! He's done shooting people up at the airfield or whatever. So here is Brad Z and his story.
Hey, this is Brad Z, and here is my submission for Weekly Challenge 120-something Hurricane. I wrecked a car on the way home from work today, so yeah, it's been one of those afternoons. Well, see, if you put your right hand here and your left hand there and push that there button, then the grinding starts. You gotta get it all ground up for it to work. Okay, now hit that other button. That gets the mixer going. Sure is a big one, isn't it? And fast, even. Fred says it gets up to around 70. That's about as fast as some of those hurricane winds that are popping up everywhere recently. The ingredients and everything comes next, and then it's pressed together. It cooks for a bit, and after that, voila, olive loaf.
Continues the tradition of going back through all the past topics and jamming them together. You, Tom Marquette, you. Oh, wait, you're Brad Z. Welcome back, Brad, and, wild and crazy. Next up is Guy David. He does the music for the beginning, the end, and this, his story. He's the music man. He is night guy. The time in Houston is now.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where everything is fresh and green as mold. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. Today I have for you part 11 of the Chirapa. Enjoy! Bob and Harriet started out like a hurricane, but that was so long ago. Now they hardly spoke to each other. Bob silently hated her. He especially hated the fact she was making more than him, selling antiques at eBay, and her obsession with those darn podcasts. Her Remnants of the Past podcast about antiques was taking too much of her time. He hated those podcasts, but when she told him she was going to DragonCon, and she talked enthusiastically about Sigler, Hutchins, and that Chirapa guy, he knew he would have to go keep an eye on her.
By the way, you want to know why I didn't have this one done? Because I didn't have an external mouse and the track point is not so easy to use. So I just figured out why it wasn't working. That's right, the battery was in backwards. Blockhead! Look, there's no battery guide in the stupid cordless mouse. You would think that there would be that little map in there showing you how to do it. It's been around since, say, batteries have been there. No, Logitech didn't put one in there. Sure enough, I put it in backwards, and I'm a blockhead. Oh, God. Thing is, we have a black map table as a coffee table, so I can't use it out there. I need to have a freaking, you know, mouse pad. A Channel 13 mouse pad in here, and I don't like it. Gee, I wonder why. Anyway, thank you, Guy David. And let's move on to the next storyteller, and that would be Justin Space Turtle. He's got another cool story, and he said yay because I posted on Twitter that I'm getting this crap done. So let me get out of the way, and here is his story.
Space Turtle, Heavy Weather Edition. Tonight, on the 10 o'clock news, we will discuss why the hurricane will be the end of the world. But first, at the 6 o'clock news, we'll discover that the hurricane is destroying everything. But before that, at the 5 o'clock news, we'll discover how everything is being destroyed by the hurricane. But before that, this story for the 100 Word Stories podcast titled Cyclops.
I spin and spin and spin. My arms crash through the ocean and sea. Sometimes they rage over the lands. I can never see where I am going, only where I have been. I would love to see the cities and towns full of people and their homes they have built, but I never see that. I can only see where I have been, the places where I have wrought pain. I only see landscapes ravaged by rain and wind, homes destroyed. It makes me sad to see the damage I've done. I don't mind the trailer parks, though. Those are fun.
Yay! That sounds fun, except if you destroy my friend's trailer park, that's going to kind of, like, suck. Because they'll, like, come down here and, like, hey, we got to stay with you for a few months. It's like, want me to try to do that again? No, I'll hurt myself. Thank you, Justin. Next up is Mike. And he recorded his story. And, hold on. Wait. I'm gonna spin and spin and spin my... Aw, crap! Man, I copied in the text from Justin. Hold on. Mike, here's it. No, here. Here's the story. Okay, copy and highlight. And paste, and you can tell he overstayed it. Yeah. Okay, there we go. All right, I'm going to get Mike's story playing right now.
Hi, Mike here, and this is my entry for weekly challenge number 125, Hurricane. You could tell he'd overstayed his welcome and that he'd been most inconsiderate of his Cuban hosts. Water dripped from every wall and streamed unhindered through doorways to nowhere. Billboard invitations to drink Havana Club littered the landscape like giant postcards. The hurricane's signature moment, though, was created when a large tent broke loose in the wind and was draped over a nearby wall. The top hung well over the wall, flanked on each side by three smaller folds. A tourist snapshot of the rising sun directly behind the center flap formed an eerily familiar image. Yep, Gustav was here. Well, that's my story for this week. Hope you liked it. See you next time. Bye.
Yeah, the clicking sound. I love that clicking sound, man. That's what makes my week. I've missed that. I had to spend an extra 3 days in Tampa. And you know what? I miss that clicking sound. Thank you. Next up is Tom of Footnote. Tiny Pump House on the Hill? No, tiny podcast that you can enjoy right now.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Time for a weekly challenge update. We's got 1,283 stories, 144 authors, and averaging 10.3 stories a challenge. Guy David has a run of 68 stories in a row. Anima Zebuleta enters the top 10. Steve the Nuclear Man is just behind Daphne in the 13th position. Justin and Sojourn are tied for the 23rd position. Craig and Eva Moon are tied for the 24th position. And your humble scribe has 108 stories in a row. That and 50 cents will get you a cup of coffee. Time for a shameless self-promotion. As Elle has pointed out, I haven't updated a show for the footnote feed since January 7th. But over at midi.libsyn.com, I'm posting a weekly 15-minute music program for your dining and dancing pleasure. Music with no words. Now for this week's story entitled, The Man from Crockett. The rep for CNH crossed the field towards the deepest row of sugar plants. They were amazing. Higher yield than anything on the Alexander and Baldwin lands. The man inquired who the land belonged to. This led to a cacophony of different opinions in a number of Hawaiian dialects. In the end, the best he got were fingers pointed to a distant house. Arriving at the lanai, the CNH man met an elderly couple. "Are those your sugar plants?" he asked the husband. The old Hawaiian shook his head at the holly and said, "No, dem are hurricane."
All together now. But the good news is Tom has a podcast. Yay! It's not quite, you know, Tom a footnote, but still, you can imagine like the mini notes all representing like different opinions, like the myth of the America and stuff. Okay, maybe not. Anyway, thank you, Tom, and you'll be back up on your podcasting feet in no time. I kind of like the MIDI show, really. Next up is Enema Zabaleta of Zabadeba Zabadeba. Actually, all the links are in the show notes this week, so I'm not going to mention any links. If I've mentioned your link, I apologize. You need to go to the show notes, click on the links, and you'll get there. That way, if I spell them wrong or make the link wrong, I suck. Here's Anima and her story.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 125 themed Hurricane. This is the Redneck Divorce. Thanks to Ari Gaffer for his help with the read and the Crafty Bastards for their song, The Bar Song.
Get out, you piece of shit!
Out the door flew the flannel shirts and Levi's, the greasy ball caps and cowboy boots, the Skinnerd CDs, the Marlboro jean jacket.
I never want to see your skinny white ass here again. And I'm calling a lawyer. I hope you're happy with that Bolognelli bimbo and her double D's. You two deserve each other.
Guess I better find a new place to live. And after I put so much work into our double wide. How's a hurricane and a redneck divorce similar? Any way you look at it, someone's losing a trailer.
You guys are crazy, man. Crazy. And I'm going crazy fast with this. Sorry, but I want to get this one out for you, okay? Finally, it's a story that Planet Z wrote for me. You're going to like this one.
Well, the person who has everything, why not get them the fury of nature's wicked wrath? That's right, buy them a hurricane. You think they pull those names out of a hat? Hell no! Them radars and satellites and forecaster geeks cost money. Money I've got to burn. Listen to that crap. This Kanye West say that Bush hates black people. I don't know about Bush, but my daughter Katrina hates him something fierce. Watch the hurricane, darling. Look at him run around. Happy birthday. Money can't buy you love? What a crock of shit. This is priceless.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about hurricanes. You can check out more about these stories in the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and also links to all the authors, the text of the story, and you can vote on your favorites. That's right. Click on the chat box next to every story that you liked, and the winner will go first in the next weekly challenge. No, I didn't bother making refrigerator magnets for SLCC. I suck. I could have made one for everybody in the 40s.
but then with all I spent, but I'm getting money back from Best Buy, because I'm going to go there tomorrow and, like, wave the receipt at them and say, "You got this on sale now." And they're going to be like, "Yay." Okay. I'll see y'all next week. I'm not going to bother with the rest of these, speeches. Thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it clean.
Closing.